You're listening to Change Agents Radio. Where we grow your business by more meaningful marketing.
From Cork in Ireland, and I'm sitting here with some friends actually. And
hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Corbin here in Audio Boo. Over the past couple of days, there's been quite a bit of
he's Scottish guy.
Discussion involvement by various people about the Audio Boo.
Hi, it's Bernie Goldback on the 3rd of December 2013, listening to Mac talk about commenting.
Yeah, even I called out for a way back.
Two of them here in the kitchen with me now.
And that was the commenting.
Last I get a chance.
Being able to comment verbally into an audio that you were listening to. In other words,
and just so you know, you can actually listen to somebody while talking
to them. Just keep interrupting each other, really, because you know, you
can
just have a great conversation here very easily. You know, without
talking back on my screen if I'm using the iPod Touch and start a reply. Make another boo.
Now, I'd
yes,
just
it
like
would be a great feature, but it could also be
Bernie
adaptions.
Goldback. I'd like
because
to sorry, Mac, hang on a second.
I
just want to say to Bernie Goldback something.
As I walked from the house up through the parks, the long way round to up the town and back around and back down. And back down through the park. Now, I've listened to various others, and I took note of the audios or the parts of audio that I would have liked to have commented on.
Oh, well, look, I want to chip in here, Mac. No, look, I know there are parts that you want to talk about, but there are also parts I want
to
talk about.
A great deal of audio. Because
or do like I do now, which is normally just play it through my Windows phone, play the boot, and then turn on the iPod Touch and talk back.
See, that's the point, Bernie. That's the point. You see, what you're actually doing is downright dangerous.
By commenting,
if I was to go down the street,
I would say that I think it's a fatal flaw to assume that an app can do all that. The way we've connected on social
Bernie,
media.
Bernie, sorry, hang on a second. Please,
last,
hang on.
What, 2,000 years?
Let's just go back to what
it's
Mac
been
started
sharing.
With. You know,
years ago, what would you do? Sit in a coffee shop? Read the papers.
Yeah, I sit in coffee shops these days too.
Before
Bernie.
That, you might change hands with papyrus rolls.
And papyrus, I have papyri all over.
Scrawl graffiti on the wall
here somewhere. I was once in Egypt, you know.
So there's always been a way of intersecting thoughts, reading something, commenting on something on the original roll of paper, or
I love
right there behind the speaker.
The way you can get
on the wall as they stood
now,
the
you know,
and talked about issues. So, if I was going to suggest anything, as much as I like the McColgan button,
I would say... Oh, you do like the McColgan button, do you? You do actually like the McColgan button. Well, it took you a long time to say so.
The R-E,
I mean, I don't imagine anybody else likes the McColgan button. I can't wait to hear what Mac has to say about the McColgan button.
And then I'm going
to
hashtag commenting. So, like, the plumbing of the current form of social media that we use is connected by the... going back to the author by reference to them with an @ sign... using RE colon.
I think it's about time, you know, we had a little.
Hey, it's Bernie Goldback on the 3rd of December 2013, thinking about blind people and bios. It's a stream of consciousness that I'm following with several people in the VI community who.
See, there you have it. More jargon, right? The VI community, right? I mean, what's wrong with saying with the human beings whose eyesight doesn't work the same as your own? I mean, what's wrong with, you know, let's get rid of all these VI community, Bernie. I mean, that sounds like a venture investor, you know, or a virtual imagination.
Answering the question I think started within fairness, like about, you know, blind people, why do you feel compelled to put blind, or the word blind on your bios? I'm not visually impaired unless you consider my...
Oh, yes, you are visually impaired. We're all visually impaired, Bernie. I saw you. You were wearing glasses.
Started in the lower floors of this expansive five-story brick building under renovation. There were no injuries.
I had to give up on...
Fire broke out at 4:30.
American in Ireland. I went back to an American in America.
This is Commissioner Roderick Fraser. If you see some of the photos that were taken by the first when the first arriving companies got here, this place is really going. And the fire department got here and knocked this fire out very quickly. No word on the cause. Some construction workers tell me they were doing asbestos removal at this site. From Summer Street, South Boston, Carl Stevens, WBC News Radio, 10:30.
Right. There you are. All the way from South Boston, an 8-alarm fire, I'm quoting, in a commercial building in South Boston, was got under control early yesterday morning. The flames broke out at 4:30 a.m. There we are. So look, actually, I thought Fireman Rich's voice was going to come along, and I like his voice so much that let me see if I can get away from. Yeah, here, let's go to somebody more. It's too early in the morning to do serious stuff. Let's go.
Adam is, how old are you?
11.
11.
He's 40.
It's December 1st, and he's 11.
And I'm
Brittany's
golden
pouring oldie. Wine. This is the first time Brittany's pouring wine on an audio booth for herself. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? The first time what happened? I didn't catch that. This is from Vancouver.
Because everybody's saving up for Christmas.
That's it, but so, that's why he's Nicholas. That's why he has Nicholas.
Oh, no, I
got Nicholas added in.
So he gets his Christmas name from the name of the one.
Okay, so let's go with the first one.
So this is the card from Fuzzy.
This is a modern Canadian family in Delta, Canada, which is fairly close to Vancouver.
Adam,
come on, all together now. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adam. Happy birthday to you. Come on, Bernie, sing up. Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness.
McColgan, come on. You know John Boy, don't you?
For an iPod.
Yeah, sing up for Adam.
An iPod, a Xbox One.
An Xbox One. Because you told me that in a restaurant the other weekend.
Wow.
At McDonald's.
Thank you.
My God.
$20 whole dollars.
Okay, let me just tune into somebody who will ground us. Somebody who will ground us, you know. And
Evelyn or Evelyn O'Connor is running a huddle here in Con.
So I kind of pride myself on being easy to find. And LeavingBritishEnglish.net is my blog, and that's where my whole journey began.
Her journey began on a blog.
Let me see, what did I want to talk about? Okay. I set up my blog.
You couldn't remember what you wanted to talk about.
I had a severe bout of laryngitis in April 2011, and every time I went back to work, I lost my voice.
What kind of people get laryngitis?
Over a period of about 6 weeks, and I was supposed to be preparing my students for their French orals, so it was a bit of a bad time.
Why didn't you just bunk off school?
So I started
she was sick.
Kind of finding ways to use
instead of trying to work through laryngitis,
ways to use blogging and ways to use technology to kind of help them. Even though I couldn't speak, it became my voice. But the thing that I found really, really interesting was that most students don't go for the information as they're going along through the learning process. They kind of have this, which is, this is the day before the exams and they're going.
Yeah, most students are asleep some of the time anyway, so, you know.
Good morning. It is, I got to change my calendar. Okay, but today is December 1st, 2013. The time is 5:55 a.m. Eastern Standard
Time. Oh, isn't
he
beautiful?
State, New York.
What a voice,
the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Sunday morning. We're outside.
You'd never think he was used to dealing with crises all the time, you know? When the chips were down, this man really, you know, gets putting out the fires. You'd never think it, would you?
Here in the southern tier at around 7:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, a little more than an hour from now. So I don't have to tweet that temperature sunrise time there like I normally do. I guess that's a new thing I'm doing on my Twitter timeline. But anyway, yesterday there was an event called Kong 13 that took place in Kong, Ireland.
We better change the subject actually there, Rich, because people have heard an awful lot about congregation already.
Any long life items, so anything tinned beans or tea or pasta or rice, anything long life.
Okay. The ladies here from the Fair Share who help put stuff together for the food banks, and people seem quite people seem quite generous, they're coming out, but there's also people walking in, muttering away about feeding themselves and not the homeless, so it looks like 1 out of 10 might be a...
Isn't she salt of the earth?
A donated.
Isn't she? I mean, wouldn't you want to give money to Fair Share for homeless people as a result of listening to this woman?
So, how's it been today?
It's been very good. People are very kind and generous, and it's been going very, very well.
I see a couple of ladies came and gave you a couple of bags of shopping.
That's been typical all morning. I've been here since this morning, and people have been incredibly generous.
So they're not just giving one item?
Some do. They give what they can. But, there's all kinds of generosity, and people are coming.
I think, actually, in truth, I need some breakfast now, so... Just to take me
into
breakfast.
Hi, it's Bernie Goldbach on Sunday the 24th.
Well, you're back again, Bernie.
A month ago, I had a really, really brilliant German apple pancake. It was in Tucson, Arizona. And I knew about that pancake. And